How the f*** did we run a marathon?
How the f*** did we become runners and we actually made it through the marathon? It's marathon morning. Hooray.
Yes.
How are you feeling marathon morning?
I again was excited. I was very well prepared. I had my hydration vest. I had changes of headbands. I had little plastic ponchos in case it rained.
Because we're in Ireland and it never rains in Ireland.
We had clothes to...
Well, yeah, that's the one thing I forgot. All my packing, I forgot to bring a throwaway sweatshirt. So thank you for the donation of the shirt.
So I had two, and so Angie got one of them.
What was cool was the majority of people on this trip, we were all in the same wave.
Yes.
Like most of all, I think there were like five of us.
Yeah.
All going into wave four, which is the final wave.
Which, by the way, I think is the most fun wave because it's the people who are going to have fun.
Yes. Yes. So we walk. Chris is good. He walks us to the point where he can't walk us anymore. We head to the bag drop. We had had good instructions on what to put in our bag. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. I had like extra shoes. I had a raincoat. I had a sweatshirt. I had all kinds of things in my bag for when we finished.
Yep.
And we walked down and we got to our little area, all of us together. We got separated a little bit here and there. We won't go into that. We managed to kind of stay together as a group. For quite a while.
Well, it was. I mean, you were in a big crowd in a really contained area.
Yeah.
And you had like, I need to get out of here now eyes.
Yes. There was one point I did. Yep. At the backdrop. I needed to get out. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And we did. We got out.
Once we got out of that, I was okay. There was a little bit of air and yeah.
And then we were, because I don't know about you. I do know about you. You know, the... I need to go to the bathroom before I run several times.
So of course.
We were smart. We went by the first set of bathrooms.
Yep.
And then we ran into, we got interviewed at the expo, but one of our group also got interviewed.
By the same radio station. Yeah. Yeah.
Was it the same radio station?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yep. Did you see the video of us sneaking behind him?
Yes. Yes.
I don't even remember doing that.
I do, but I didn't know that they caught us. I heard my voice because I said, oh, it's Justin.
So we're in the big crowd. I loved the hype talk that we got in wave four. Mm-hmm. I loved it. The basic concept was this is the fun part of the marathon. This was the heart of the marathon. Mm-hmm. I think they said it was the most colorful part of the marathon because we were all in colors and whatever. And it was the party.
And we had so many people around us, and I think they were all Irish, who were all very excited that we were from Boston. And there were several people. It was their first marathon, too.
Yes, yes.
The crowd support was just fantastic.
It was insane. That first, so we followed our instructions. We were really good. We really were good at following instructions once we got there. We got as far up as we could, so that gave us a little bit of breathing room because the cutoff was 7 hours from when the last person crossed the starting line. We decided to push up as far as we could to give us maybe an extra 5 or 10 minutes just in case, just in case we needed it. So we were up a little far, but not ridiculous.
No.
I think we were appropriate and we stayed to the side. And all of a sudden, like, I don't even remember hearing the marathon start. I'm sure there was something, I don't know.
It happens like that.
All of a sudden, we were moving, and we're like, wait, we're running? Oh, wait, there's the start line. Like, yeah.
Which was like, what, 3 minutes away from us or something like that?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, I need to start Debbie. Yes. I need to start. We didn't have music on, but then I had to do Debbie and my Strava.
Watches. And our Stravas. Yep, our little watches. So we got that going.
Yeah.
And we started running. And I had set up my Garmin watch with the zone that we could be in for running. So it would beep at us when we went too fast.
And who did we? So Debbie controls our like run walk. What did we name?
We named our watch Chris. Thank you, Chris.
After Chris Montgomery.
Yes, because he told us. One of the things we learned is no one ever says, I wish I'd started the marathon faster.
Yep.
So we tried really hard to honor that. But it was hard in that first mile. First of all, the crowd support was amazing, especially in that first mile.
Yes. And
and we were going by our spouses, so I wanted to be running when I went by my spouse.
Yeah, but we said we're going too fast, and we couldn't slow down because there were all these people behind us running.
Right, because we had nudged to the front of the group. Yeah, that was part of it. But yeah, so I mean, we weren't that fast. We ran too fast for about a mile.
Yep.
And then we kind of settled in. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about the weather?
Oh, yeah. It was perfect.
So it was drizzly when we started.
Mm-hmm.
It was cold.
It was nice and cold.
It was cold. It was so cold. Lovely. I got made fun of because I had two pairs of gloves. I was told that was a bit excessive. It was not. Mm-hmm. I needed both pairs of gloves. I had running leggings on. I did wear pants to the line, like over them, but I took them off before we ran. So I wore leggings, a long sleeve shirt, and my little, the little shamrock shirt.
Yep.
And then I had the red shirt that you had given me to throw away in the beginning, and a hat.
And I had a pair of shorts and a singlet. And I had a oversized, at one point that shirt was snug on me, actually.
Ooh.
But it was now an oversized flannel shirt that I left at the finish line.
Start line. You left that at the start line. So, yeah. All right. So we get through the first mile. It was so cool. We ran by St. Patrick's.
Yep.
We ran up by Christchurch Cathedral. Like, it was just cool. It was just, I remember going, look at that, as we're running.
And
it was
so very cool. First we saw, that was one of the things that was really great. Chris, for the different runners, he had pictures made with our names on it.
I know.
And so he had one made with me and Angie, and JD had it.
Yes.
So we saw my husband first, and then shortly after that, we saw
Peter.
We saw Peter and Chris and a few other people.
Hazel was there.
We love Hazel.
My day.
It was nice. And I have to say, one of the things that I adopted right away is Angie has always been pretty good about, like, responding nicely to the people who are there to cheer you on. And I tend to run, I don't usually acknowledge or say thank you, and I don't smile, I grimace. And I was like, you know what, Angie's got something here. Maybe if I access the positive energy and I'm smiling and I say thank you and I have fun, maybe this will go better. And I did throughout the entire marathon. I said thank you, and I engaged, and I was smiling, and I think it helped a great deal.
It did. And we met some fun people.
Oh, my God. We met some great people.
We were at the party. We didn't care about our time. I mean, we cared, but we didn't. Like,
I wanted to finish within 7 hours.
Right. And
that
was
all I cared about.
That's all we cared about. So we're going to start with the zoo lady.
Oh, yeah. That's where I would have started.
Yeah. We had this one woman and her dad. They were running, who tried to tell us, or told us, the first time she ran the marathon, her friends told us, because we run right by the Dublin Zoo, that the zookeepers brought out the animals to cheer you on. And she was very nice right away and said, they don't. So she wasn't, like, lying to us. But then we started joking about what animals they would be.
Yep.
And then we get to the zoo, and what happened?
Well, wasn't it exactly the same animals we talked about?
Yes, it was.
It was a giraffe, a lion.
And I think an elephant.
And an elephant.
Yeah.
And so we pointed these people dressed up as a giraffe, an elephant.
Not real ones, but costumes.
And we pointed it out to this woman and her dad, and we just started laughing.
And I was like, we're taking a picture.
Yeah.
We did take a picture. We stopped and we took a picture because we said we were going to take pictures along the way. I'm like, there's our picture.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite pictures from the marathon.
It's a great picture. And I forget when it was, but didn't she growl at us?
Yeah, she came up behind us later. She was like, "Arr." And I think we passed them later. It was like, meow, you know, so it turned into a thing. We hit them. Then we had the party bus.
Yep.
The group of like five or six with the speaker.
Yes, they were for a while.
Yeah.
They were playing tunes, and they would joke later on about, like, not letting us pass, and we passed them.
Didn't even look back. It was fantastic.
The other thing that Angie said, and I did not commit to this, is she was like, whenever there's music, I'm going to dance. And I'm like, I don't know if I'll be able to. I mean, I dance most of the time.
Started with the Bee Gees.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. That was at the zoo.
Yeah, it was just before the zoo. Just before the zoo. It was in the park, yeah.
They were doing, was it Staying Alive or something like that? So we were doing the moves from Saturday Night Live. And that was a lot of fun. And we got the crowd growing.
Yeah. Because we weren't serious about it. Like, we were serious, but we were having fun.
Yeah. The running through the park was like, we ran through this park for like ever.
That's because it stopped raining in the park.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Yeah, it was beautiful. We're like, oh, it's going to be a nice run. Then we had the corner where all the people, we got the people clapping.
Yep.
Music, first music. All right, so we come out of the park, we get up into the villages.
Mm-hmm.
The weather takes a turn.
The wind.
Yeah.
Which, you know, the Irish blessing about the wind be at your back, it was not on our back.
No.
Ever.
No.
At one point, I held Angie because I was afraid that the wind was going to blow her away.
Yeah. Yeah. We get through the wind, and then what do we get? Sleet.
Yeah, the sleet.
That was like, oh. But we laughed about it.
We did.
Because what else were you going to do?
Yep.
At that point, we were committed. And we were having fun the whole way.
And I was comfortable.
I know. And I was too. I dressed appropriately, so I was comfortable.
As did I. I was wearing shorts.
I know. And my gloves on, both pairs. And my hat. I did eventually take the hat off.
And eventually, at one point, I was thought about dumping water on my head because I did become on fire.
Oh, God. And I think my favorite unexpected moment in the marathon was the little old lady.
Oh, yeah.
That was my favorite. So we were coming through. It was kind of a commercial zone. And I have to say, the Irish people, wherever you turn, there was never a spot where there wasn't somebody. Even if it was a volunteer, there was always somebody telling you good job, which for them was fair play.
Yes, we thought they were going to say brilliant over and over again, but they did not.
No, it was fair play, but always somebody was cheering you on no matter what. And it may be because we were happy.
Yes.
Like, we looked happy, we were smiling, we were having fun, so people wanted to have fun with us.
Mm-hmm.
And this one little old lady in a long coat, they were cheering us, and I was like, thank you, and she started running with us.
Yeah, for a while.
Yeah.
She was, like, really close to you.
You know, and I let her be, which is odd in itself, but yeah, like... She was so darn cute.
Yeah.
She's like, go, go, go. And I'm like, my heart.
Yep.
It made it more special. 26.2 miles was more fun than it should have been.
I think it was perfect that it was so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
We came up one incline and we were about to go up another incline and they're like, watch out for the hill. And Angie's like, oh, what hill?
I couldn't see a hill. Like, it didn't look like a hill. The only complaint I'm going to have is I was told there would be Guinness on the route. There was none.
There was not Guinness.
There was none. There was none. Maybe because we were so far back.
And the president of Ireland was running around that marathon and I never once saw her.
Yeah, that too. But I didn't mind being in the party group. Like, that was so much fun. It was the best part.
I loved it. And they were and I was watching my heart rate. My heart rate was like fine.
Yeah.
I got pain every once in a while, but most of the time the pain was okay.
Right. We followed the plan.
Yeah.
We did it. We followed the plan.
People that had passed us, we were passing.
Yes.
And then I think it was like, I don't know, somewhere between mile 22 and 24. That's when my back started hurting.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, on that highway stretch.
So then we hit the purple carpet and we're running faster. We were picking up our speed. So, and I was having a harder time running. And I'm like, well, Angie, if you want to go ahead... Go ahead. And what did you say?
I've been with you for 26 fucking miles. I'm not leaving you at point two.
And I wasn't saying, like, ditch me completely. I just meant if you want to, like, keep going faster.
No. But even the crowd, as we come in, if you watch the video, I know the video that we got had the music, so you couldn't really hear the crowd.
Yeah.
But you can see the crowd banging the sides when we were coming in.
Yeah.
And I think it's because we came in with energy.
You did. You were all smiling. I was grimacing and I was in a lot of pain.
You were in a lot of pain. I was so, can't remember the last time I was that excited.
Yeah. You were actually kind of
really
cool.
I was really excited. I was so excited.
You were like smiling ear to ear and laughing. And I mean, I like that we because we also passed a group that had gotten our way and that was annoying us.
Yes.
And we successfully passed them.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
But then we finished it.
Yeah.
We finished it. And then
got our medals.
We got our medals. And then I was offered either a small or an extra small shirt.
Yeah.
So that was lovely.
Yeah, that was.
That was my one complaint.
Yep. That's a fair complaint. It's a fair complaint. And you're not alone in that complaint. Although I will say I looked at the shirt today because I was like, oh, maybe, you know, I was like, no, I'm not going to wear it because it'd be mean. And then I also looked at it. I'm like, I'm never wearing that shirt.
That's good to know. Going back to the again to the race. So we just finished and we're like trying to like find our husbands. And then there's the downpour.
Yeah.
And that's when we just started
that was the
laughing
that
our
was,
heads
yeah.
off.
Yep.
And then it was the walk back there, which in retrospect, it was probably great that we walked as far as we did.
No, it's really good for us, right? Because I was doing some reading about what to do after a marathon and they're like, you should walk.
Yeah, but my ankles were on fire.
Yep.
And I was freezing.
Yes. And we got separated. And I was like, just go.
Yeah.
You go your way. I'll go my way.
Because our husbands were having differences, opinions on how to navigate.
And yours was right because you got there before me. But I'm not going to say anything. But, you know, not me getting mad. Like, just give me the goddamn phone. But yeah.
And I was just like, I just appreciated JD so much because he was like, He was just guiding me home. The one thing that at first he was like, do you want to put a jacket on, your sweatshirt on? And at first I wasn't because I didn't change because it was raining.
Right.
So why put anything on that's going to, like, I'm not changing my shoes, any of that. And at first I said no, but then I became freezing.
Yeah.
And then I stopped to put on a sweatshirt.
My husband brought me my long vest.
Oh, yeah.
Which was perfect.
Yeah, that was perfect.
It was perfect. So, yeah.
and then basically we got back and we saw everybody. And I was going to say eventually I just like end up going to sleep and JD went out. You went out.
Well, we got back. I went to go up to got my coffee. All I wanted was, I'm weird. After a long run, all I want is a hot cup of coffee.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, we were freezing.
Yeah, we were freezing. So I got my coffee. It was great that the hotel had that little machine. So I get my little latte.
Yep.
And we chit-chatted a little bit with Chris and Hazel and some other people. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to go upstairs and take a shower because we're having a cocktail get-together after.
Yeah.
And I get to my room, and they're cleaning my room.
Oh.
So I had to wait.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I had to wait. I had to go back downstairs.
I showered and I was like under the covers.
But that's why I was so late coming down because I had to wait. But yeah, and then we all celebrated. And you know what? That was fun. What was really cool about the group is that we were the only first-time marathoners in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And the other people in this group were so excited for us.
Yep.
That, because, you know, our pace was a little bit different. Our approach was a lot different than a lot of people who were there.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't matter.
Ooh, and they were also so much fun to hang out
with.
They
were fun.
Like while we were waiting for this marathon to start, because we'd get separated, but then we'd catch up to each other,
right?
You know,
yeah.
And at one point, I was like in the porta potty, and Justin was in the other one, banging, going, "I'm right next to you, Scott."
Justin,
and it was just Justin. Just we have to have Justin on.
We will have Justin on. We will next season. We will definitely have Justin on.
So the goal was finish this in 7 hours.
Yeah,
we finished it. In 6 hours, 24 minutes, and a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
And we were much faster the second half. What was it?
Yeah, 4 minute negative split.
4 minute negative split.
I have never, Chris was jumping up and down. He was so excited.
He was so excited.
He was so excited that we did a negative split in a marathon. I guess that's really hard to do. What do we know?
Like, yeah, well, he kept telling us to be slower on the start.
Right.
We haven't been able to.
Right.
So yeah, that was kind of exciting.
Yeah, it was really fun. We did it.
Yep.
Yay!
So we ran marathons.
Yay! That's how the fuck we became runners. We decided to do a marathon and did it.
Yep. So, and then...
That's it. We came home.
And we came home.
Yeah. Get ready for season two.
Oh, do we talk about coming after a marathon?
We're going to do that next.
Okay.
We won't do that here. Let's leave on a high note.
Okay.
We were awesome. We were excited. We wore our medals. We walked 20,000 steps the next day, so we weren't sore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And eventually it did warm up again.
Yes, we did warm up again. So that's how the f*** did we become runners, the Dublin edition. Wait for season 2.